Okay, quarters on. We'll get this thing started. Good afternoon and welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI-21-023 regarding Palmer Sailor, certified home inspector number 38608. The time is now 2:15 p.m. on October 6, 2021. My name is Doug Kramer and I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I'd like to have all the attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and their purpose. And I'll start with the gentleman here on my left.
I'm Robert Lang, and I am the homeowner.
Thank you.
Keith Smith with Comprehensive Property Inspections, EAC member.
Great.
Greg Collier, EAC member and certified home inspector.
Scott?
Scott? Joe LLC and an EAC member.
Thanks. Thank you, Joe. Scott?
Scott Donald, Assistant Attorney General, acting as Board Counsel.
Orlean Loera, Board Staff.
Great. Thank you all. A few reminders. First, the meeting is being recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. Second, all speakers will need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear of who is speaking. And this is important, so when I go back to the recording, I will know who said what. Third, please take this time to turn your cell phone or either silent or completely off so that they do not disrupt the meeting.
Airplane mode.
You know.
All right. The respondent is not with us. I don't believe that anyone else has an attorney with them. If so, speak up now. All right, the committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine whether any of the following alleged violations of the Board Practice Act occurred. The five allegations that was brought up by the alleger is he failed to report on the adverse condition of the roof, failed to report that one window contained plexiglass, failed to report that one window was boarded, failed to report that the sub-panel was located in the garage, and failed to report on the need to fireproof the garage while conducting a home inspection at 1016 North Revere in Mesa, Arizona on or about December 2nd, 2020. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review the following allegations received from the complainant on 316. Now, there, through the assessment process, there were a total of 26 deficiencies that were noted by the assessors, and those are listed on the documents that were provided to the assessors, and we'll get to that throughout the meeting as we discuss each one of them. I don't think we need to waste time at this point with naming all 26.
For the public, you have to.
For the public right now?
Yeah.
All right. For the record. Number one, no inspection agreement. Two, respondent reported for columns when porches and railings. The respondent reported not applicable for columns when porches and railings appear to be present. Truss system, ceiling joists, and rafters were all listed as unable to verify. Under the floor crawl space and not reported on. Number five, entry door was not specifically reported on. Number six, all windows in the project were marked serviceable when one was boarded up and a second one contained plexiglass. Porches and railings were listed as non-applicable. No comments made for retaining walls. Report mentions a flat roof that is serviceable and no mention of pitched portions. Flashing marked as serviceable. Number 11, method used to observe roof not mentioned. No mention of flues and vents. Fuel storage and distribution was marked unable to verify. Number 14, no mention of specific waste and vent piping. No mention of lack of a spark arrestor on chimney. Number 16, distribution system was marked unable to verify. Thermostat was not reported on in report. No entry for steps and stairs. No entry for balconies and railings. Number 20, failed to mention fire separation walls and ceilings. No mention of type of insulation other than loose fill. No report on trim and its condition. Vegetation marked non-applicable, yet photos show vegetation in contact with the structure. Vapor retarder marked unable to verify. Attic ventilation marked unable to verify. And the final one, no mention of crawl space ventilation. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during the case and determine whether any of the following allegations, alleged violations of the Board Practice Act occurred. And that is failing to conduct a home inspection in accordance with the standard of professional practice for Arizona home inspectors in possible violation of ARS 32128C4 as it relates to R43301.01. The committee will vote on the alleged violations of the Board Practice Act, and all committee findings of any recommendations will be provided to the board through the EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. And at this time, I'm going to ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. And for the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Keith Smith?
Yes.
Craig Collier?
Yes.
And Joe Warren?
Yes.
Thank you, Joe. At this time, we'll call for a motion to enter executive session to interview the alleger. And committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to the motion.
Craig Collier, I make a motion that we move into executive session.
And Keith Smith, I second it.
Thank you. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. So, and there are no other witnesses or respondent here. We just have the alleger, Mr. Lang. So I'll ask Mr. Lang, we are in executive session, which is a private conversation between the committee members and yourself, and kind of give us a synopsis, a brief start of what brought you, led you to this complaint.
Before we get started, I apologize. The recording needs to be changed to executive session.
You want to change this for the whole room?
No, because the public will need to have the website.
Well, the public is the other recorder.
Yeah, you can stop the public. Is that stopped?
It's not on. That, isn't this what's supposed to be reserved for the public session?
Right, the first and the second.
Okay.
So you could just stop.